What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Okay. Do you ever eat the insides of any other creatures? Animals?
Yeah, you eat the tripe out of a cow. The mold the tripe. Pick up the tripe.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body, from his waist to his shoulders?
Chest.
And what do you call a small flat-bottomed craft that you use on a lake?
Boat.
They do use battle boats, rafts, and different things.
What's a battle?
We call them old bateaux, original build them, you know, homemade bateaux. They made just like these boats, only made out of inch planks.
Are they pointed or square?
Yeah, they pointed, just like that.
Build them sharp in the end, or
you can put them back
wide any way you want.
Kind of like that, in the front end, and then come back like this from
right. Plank that's long side of them, they call them gongs.
Huh.
Boat gongs.
Is that what you fish from?
Mm-hmm.
Do you use that for fishing?
That's what I got. I got one made out of mahogany.
Oh. But that'll last. How do you call the covering for a pillow?
Slip.
Yeah.
Or case. Sliver case of... Slip, whichever one you want.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, well, that's a pretty what of beads?
String of beads.
Mm-hmm. And if two men have a fight, and one of them beats the other one very badly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Knocked him out.
Okay. Would you say anything else?
Beat the hell out of
Would you ever call it something else? You might say he got down on his...
I might get down on his knees.
Okay, would you ever say haunches or hunkers or honkers?
He got down on his knees if he got down there.
Okay. What are some words that mean a very stingy person?
Huh?
What are some words that mean a stingy person?
My.
Okay. And suppose a person is wearing really funny looking clothes, you'd say he really looks...
perfect.
Okay.
Or clownish, but you
Does it make a difference if it's a man instead of a woman, or a woman instead of a man?
No.
Okay. What about if they're wearing their best clothes? You might say that woman's really... she's all...
is she fixed up right or wrong?
She's what?
Is she dressed right or wrong?
She's dressed right. Her very best clothes, and she looks just
stunning.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Would you ever say she's dolled up, dressed up, dooted up, duped up?
That may kind of be embarrassing to her. Just tell her she looks pretty and stylish.
Okay. What about if there's a man who's wearing his best clothes? You'd say he's all...
diced up.
Okay.